changes in our aging brains that play right into the hands of fraudsters. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, layoffs at a time of near full employment. Ford Motor yesterday, 7,000 people worldwide, 2,400 in North America. And there's news retail chain Dress Barn is closing, ending 6,800 jobs. Marketplace's Erica Barris is following this. Hi, Erica. How does this fit into larger trends?
Last year wasn't a great year for retail. This year looks like it's going to be even worse. There have been more than 6,000 store closures so far this year. That's more than there were in all of 2018. Payless Shoe Source, like Dress Barn, said it was going out of business. And other stores, like Victoria's Secret, are shutting locations.
What's happening?
The same thing that's been happening for years. Amazon, online shopping. And when people are stepping into stores, they're increasingly opting for stores like TJ Maxx and Target.
And poor Dress Barn specifically?
Dress Barn's parent company, Ascena Retail Group, also owns Ann Taylor and Lane Bryant. But it says Dress Barn just wasn't profitable in the past few years. The company's attempted to sell the brand and had sold another women's clothing brand, Maurice's, this month. Dress Barn says its stores will stay open for now, but didn't say when the closures will start.
Marketplace's Erica Barris, thank you very much. Checking the market readouts here on the screen, now that the Trump administration has delayed for 3 months the ban on Huawei phones of China, stocks for its many suppliers could see some recovery today. For instance, Qualcomm stock fell 6% yesterday, but it's back up nearly 3% in pre-market trading now. The NASDAQ future is up 0.9%. S&P future is up 0.6%. London is up 0.7%. John in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote to say how much he enjoys our coverage of the economy and that Marketplace helps him make strong arguments and combat misinformation about financial matters. To join John in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible. I was sitting there in 79-year-old Judy Fern's living room in New Jersey recording an interview about scams when this odd-sounding, maybe filtered voice, live, not a robot, calls, saying she'd won $2 million and a car. In the last day, same guy had left 15 voicemails.
$2.2 million.
That's very nice. Where did I get the other point two from?
Because your money was sitting at the Federal Reserve Bank.
At the Federal Reserve Bank, a briefcase of cash? Who's this guy kidding? On this day last fall, Judy is not buying what briefcase boy was selling. Yesterday, we told you how this same no plans to retire anytime soon substitute school nurse had lost horribly after someone claiming to be from computer tech support took control of her computer and bank account, persuading her to turn over close to $200,000.
I was, quotes, under his spell, if that makes any sense at all. He said, do it, I did it.
Which brings us back to the theme of our coverage this week on Marketplace. A noted geriatrician is among experts who say older people who seem otherwise perfectly okay might be at higher risk for losing money.
This population, again, completely adjudicated as not having Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease or any other serious neuropsychological condition, can in fact make not so great decisions.
He's talking a pattern that develops for a person later in life. A big part of this vulnerability is social. Are people isolated? Judy's husband had died in a plane crash 11 years earlier, and her daughter down the street succumbed to cancer. It could be medical, sometimes conflicting medicines, cloud decision-making. But researchers are also interested in how the normal, healthy brain might change over time. There's a UCLA study Lax likes to refer to where pictures of menacing faces and trustworthy faces are shown to young and old.
And the normal older people could not discern trustworthy faces.
As well as the younger people tested. Lax, the gerontologist, collaborates with neuroscientists like Duke Hahn at the University of Southern California to study connections between aging and financial exploitation. Hahn located older scam victims willing to stick their heads into a brain scanner.
It's an MRI sort of on steroids, I'll say. To really look specifically in the brain that might decline, that might be associated with this, what we're calling financial decision making, if there are connections that become disconnected.
Han is hoping to someday in the future discover biomarkers for impaired financial decision-making. And McGill University neuroscientist Nathan Spreng was able to track down 13 elderly scam victims and 13 others equivalent in age, gender, and education who had successfully fended off a scam. Into the scanners they went.
That's right. So when we looked at the structural integrity of their brain, we identified one region in particular that was significantly smaller in those individuals who had been scammed than those who had not.
For instance, researchers found the insula, the bit of the brain that can help warn us away from sketchy situations, was less active in many older people. Peter Lichtenberg is director of the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University in Michigan. He's not a neuroscientist, but a psychologist who studies financial decision-making capacity. Researching brain changes and vulnerability is interesting, he says.
I think it has some validity. I think it's not to the point where it really would pass the test as a clinical measure.
But, he says, financial acumen and scam spotting are really complex matters.
I just want to say this about aging. There's no one aging pattern. You know, some older adults are as good as they were in their 50s and 60s. Others are showing more significant decline.
Also, depending on the scam, people of all ages get taken, not just seniors. And Marty DeLima, a research scholar at the Stanford Center on Longevity, notes that many older people seem to have a secret weapon, an antidote to what we've been talking about. You might call it wisdom.
Yeah, so can our learned skills and experience counteract age-associated financial vulnerability?
Okay, do you remember how much money you want? That's why I need you to write it down.
Go to the newly redesigned marketplace.org for expert help with scam spotting and suggestions on what to do if you're worried, because one point of this series is that when it comes to who's vulnerable, it's not always who you think. And listen in the coming days for the Marketplace one-hour special Brains and Losses, the bottom line on aging and financial vulnerability on many public radio stations nationwide. Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Candace Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Sasha Woodruff. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.